for coming. How are you guys doing at 2 p.m. this afternoon? I know you guys are getting a little tired, so I hope this would be interactive and fun. This is my first social media strategy summit, so I'm super excited to be here and just geek out on social media and data and talk to all of you. Little bit about myself. My name is Michi Gupta. I'm the digital engagement strategist at the University of Chicago. And a lot of people ask me, what does your job title mean? And my job is to think about ways on how our audience can connect with us through social media and create a sense of community and experience that reflects the UChicago brand. I also plan social media strategies for major events and announcements, and I also consult with unit and departments around the university when they need a strategy. Before UChicago, I was at Northeastern University in Boston, and I spearheaded their digital strategy over there. So enough about work, a little bit about myself. I am originally from Japan, and I'm married to an Indian guy. That's why I have this weird first name, Japanese last name, Indian action going on. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for a little bit, and then moved to Boston, and then I'm here in Chicago, moved here 2 years ago. And I'm a beginner runner, so my goal for this year is to run a half marathon, but I also love to eat and check out breweries, so I don't know how that's gonna plan out. But hopefully I can make it. And if you after this session, if you think I'm a person that you'd like to grab a beer with, add me on Instagram. If you want to keep it professional, I totally understand. Follow me. Add me on LinkedIn. A little bit about the University of Chicago. So, who is not from Chicago? Wow. Okay. So this slide is very needed. So we are a private global research university located on the south side of Chicago in Hyde Park. Three random facts about University of Chicago. We were ranked fourth in U.S. News and World Report ranking, and there are 89 UChicago affiliated Nobel laureates. So that's probably one of the highest in universities. And we just celebrated our 125th anniversary last year. So I don't have an agenda. I have an agenda, but I'm not going to share it with you. I have a story. So back in 2014, I'm sure you've seen this graph before. This is the graph that you can get in Facebook Insights. And this is the reach tab. And I have three numbers that I like to share. And I'd like you to guess what these numbers mean. Any guesses? Close. So the first one was the page likes that I got to work with. So I joined in October 2014, and we already had a great number of fan base. However, the average reach was 9,446. So that meant 8% of people were seeing our posts. So that seemed really low. And on good days, 60,000 people would see our posts. So something was going on, and I had to do a content audit. So I'll show you some examples of actual posts on what kind of things we were posting. So this is a picture of a dog. Who doesn't like a picture of a dog, right? In a chapel. However, this reached about 5,000 people, although it had some good likes, 180 likes, good number. And this is a really cool photo of a star that was taken by Hubble Space Telescope. And it's a really cool image, but this didn't even reach 5,000 people, although it had 35 shares. And I'm sure you didn't spend time to take out this long copy. So that could be one of the reasons. So I start to understand what's happening here. This last research, this is a cool research story. So this is a sniffing stick. And if you can't smell this stick, you're most likely to die in 5 years. So that's a crazy research. I know I'm condensing the research, but it's pretty much, that's the gist of it. This got average reach and average engagement. So the problem was that very few people were seeing our great content. It was getting lost in the newsfeed, lost in algorithm. We were totally not visible. So we needed a content strategy. We needed a content strategy now. And to back up a little bit, what is content strategy? And I like to think of it as a game plan to make your great content shine and bring the most out of it. So I'm sure you're here because you have a great product or a great business or a great university that you stand by and you want to share that story. And we play in this big Facebook sandbox and we have to play with Facebook nicely. And that means that even though your content is great and that is part of your content strategy, you have to package them and send them off at the right time. And I'll talk a little bit about this, and Facebook Insights can help with that. When you log into Facebook Insights, how many of you manage a Facebook page? And you get to access, okay, great. So when you log into Facebook Insights, a lot of data points come at you. And it could be, it's really overwhelming. And I was overwhelmed too. So the two numbers, the two metrics that I decided to focus on was reach and engagement to build my content strategy. And when I say engagement, I'm talking about like, shares, and comments. And I didn't include clicks because clicks can be a click on a photo or a click on a link. And you can actually see that when you dig in a little deeper, but it could be time consuming and confusing, so I eliminated those metrics. And before I dive into showing how we built our content strategy, I like to share a quick hack, and I'm sure many of you know, the Facebook Insights Export Report. So what I talk about here and the data that you're going to see, everything is from this Facebook Insights Export spreadsheet. And I am not going to cover Facebook ads or paid content. This is all, the example that I'm about to show is all organic. So let me just, how many of you use the export feature? So when you log in to your Facebook Insights, it's a little button on the right corner. It's easy to miss, and the data that you will need is the post data. The post data has the engagement data and the reach data. And then the trick is, though, you can only download 500 posts at a time, or you can select a 90-day time frame. So if you wanted to compare year to year, you would need to export multiple times and patch them up. It's a little time consuming. So my recommendation is start hoarding your data now. So going back to my slideshow. So, strategy part one, 2014. It was a year of reach. So we had to focus on reach. As you saw, nobody was seeing our posts. So here are some tactics that we implemented to gain our reach. So utilize Facebook's different content types. So if you recall our content, you saw a long post, bit.ly link at the end, photo. A long post, bit.ly link at the end, photo. So you get the idea. We were just using one type of content, and we were using that over and over and over again. But if you click on status update, you see so many different options that you can use right now. You can share sentiments, and then when you click on a photo, there's like five different ways to share your photos. So use them. Develop shorter copies that won't get cut off in newsfeed. And I know Facebook is playing around with the length of what shows up on your newsfeed, especially on desktop, so it's much longer now. But 71% of people who use social media are accessing it from mobile phone. So when you are scrolling through your newsfeed, and then it seems like, I tested this out, it looks like 300 character is the cutoff limit. So if you're writing 300 characters or more, they will show you the see more button. So you don't want that. Let's write shorter copies. Last is pretty self-explanatory. Use mention tags and hashtags so that your content is discoverable. So three quick tactics, and let's take a look at some examples on how we implemented these. So this is an example from our Chicago Innovation Exchange. It's our innovation incubator, and we launched it 2 years ago. We treated our content as links. So what it does is it pulls in the headline and subhead that you can edit, and it won't clutter your newsfeed. So it's a great way to add additional content. Write shorter copy, tag our Chicago Innovation Exchange friend, and then the result was obvious. We reached 38,000 people. And I just want to point out that this happened in the same month that we shared those three posts early on. Second example. So we launched this beautiful building, Sai Hall of for Economics. So we decided to create a video about it. And so the content type is video. And if you remember, 2 years ago, Facebook, when they launched the option to upload video natively, they were giving more reach to people who utilized that feature. And this is not available anymore. But when Facebook has a new product launch, they will, and if you use that, they will give you a better reach. So for example, Facebook Live is something new that Facebook is really pushing right now. And we use Facebook Live 3-4 times now, and the reach is phenomenal. We are getting 200, 300,000 reach, and our fan base is 200, so it's a pretty good number. Just used a quote with short copy, and we got over 50,000 reach with 490 likes. The last example from here is a user-generated content. So our campus is gorgeous throughout the year, so if you have chance, I will highly recommend to visit us. But fall is a favorite season for a lot of our community members as well, so we just asked them, could you share your beautiful photos of campus? So the content type is photo album. We created a photo album with that. Short copy, photos speak to itself, and included the hashtag Fall at UChicago. And the results were we got close to 28,000 reach and over 1,000 likes. So just to recap, before we had this quick content strategy to aim for reach, between May and October, we had 120,000 page likes. Average reach was about 9,500, and 8% of the people were seeing our posts. After we implemented this, in this 3 months, we gained 14,000 page likes, and the average reach bumped to 29,000, and 22% of people were seeing our posts. And on good days, 150,000 people will see our posts, and our fan base was only 134,000. So we started to get this good thing going on reach, and we felt comfortable to move on to focusing on our engagement metrics. So in order to focus on engagement, we had to take a look at a big picture. So do you guys have content calendar or editorial calendar in place? Have you heard of Trello? I am a huge fan. We're a huge fan in our social media office. So this is a free tool. It's like a Pinterest-y, you can move it around, and it's pretty simple to use. So we use this as our content calendar. I can talk about details if you're interested, but in a nutshell, we have these weekly columns, and we plug in everything that we are about to share or we shared previously. And another tool that we utilize is Facebook Audience Insights. So this is a little different from Facebook Insights, but if you have more than 1,000 likes on your page, it's free to use. And I'll just quickly walk you through this. So when you log in, it will ask you to choose an audience to start. So let's start with everyone on Facebook. And you can see the demographic information here. And that's great, but you can also get this in Facebook Insights. My favorite tab is Page Likes. So you can see what kind of pages people are liking on Facebook. So Walmart, Amazon, Humans of New York. Can I ask who doesn't like Humans of New York? Okay, no, see, 100%. So you see that what kind of types pages are resonating with Facebook audience. And this is great, but I want to know what my audience looks like. So I will move to the University of Chicago. And then when I go up, our good pal, Harvard University, ranks to the top. So it's you notice it, the content types and categories and the page likes immediately changed. So Harvard University, something noteworthy to point out here is the magazine and publishing categories. So people on our page are also liking the New Yorker, Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. So our audience really like to read and learn. So keeping that in mind, going back to my slideshow, we implemented these four tactics for engagement. So number one is simple, maintain reach, whatever we had early on. So in real-time marketing, news you can use, personal connection, breaking news. So maintain reach, I've already talked about those tactics, so I'm going to move on to real-time marketing. So what does this mean? Real-time marketing is essentially chiming into a conversation that everybody else is talking about with your own relevant content. So I'm sure you remember one day you woke up and everyone was talking about if the dress was gold or blue or black or who cares, but it was trending. And we had a story in our UChicago magazine back in 2003. So the beauty of real-time marketing is you can repurpose content. Nobody's going to go check and see this article is from 2003, as long as it is relevant. So we shared this article about why people see color differently. And this received over 400 shares. And when people shared it, they added comments like, this is a very UChicago way of talking about the dress. This is the science behind the dress. So people felt a little smarter than the rest of the people who were just talking about the color of the dress. And I have two metrics here that I like to point out. One is the front-facing metrics, and one is the metrics that you get in Insights. And it's really important to take a look at the metrics that you get in Insights because you will get the share-on-share information. And just a little bit more about real-time marketing. I always get asked, like, but how do you do it? How do you plan for these content? When you log in on the right column side, the trending topic is a really good way to find out what everyone's talking about at any given moment. But I know a lot of you guys don't have time to be glued to the trending topic and find out relevant content. So that's why content calendar, again, is so important, because you can plan real-time marketing. For example, let's take a look. I know it's really fuzzy, but Valentine's Day, or SCOTUS nominee, election, International Women's Day. These things people are gonna talk about for a long time, and Valentine's Day and random national holidays like that are gonna be talked about year after year. So you can plan for these, and you can plug it in your calendar and be prepared for that. News you can use. So you saw that our audience really like to read and learn and spark discussions. So we shared a story by our researcher that when your children are religious, they're less likely to share. It's a very controversial topic. So sure enough, it gained 747 comments, and there were a lot of good heated discussion going on. And so this is one of the examples that we use a lot of news you can use types of content. And personal connection. So I have one video that I like to share.
See good? Get the mirrors all adjusted. You can see everything okay? Just stay off the freeways, all right? I don't want you going out on those yet. Just leave your phone in your purse. I don't want you texting.
Okay? Daddy, okay.
Okay, there you go. Be careful.
Thanks, Dad.
Call me, but not while you're driving. We knew this day was coming. That's why we bought a Subaru.
My husband, every time he watches this, he kind of gets teary. And our daughter is only 2 years old, so. But everyone likes memories or connections that you can associate with and feel warm and fuzzy inside. So for us, that is our campus and the events that happen year after year. So this is a 40-second video that we shared of our campus. And it was a B-roll footage, no words, just music in the background. And our videographer strolled around campus. and the reach was over 300,000, and it was viewed more than 100,000 times. And I know it's really hard to see on the screen, but some of the comments here, I like to just read it out loud. Thank you for letting me see where my daughter walks every day. So probably a parent. Wonderful times and memories at SSA. It all went too fast. So these comments were, it is ROI. When you share something that's meaningful to them, they will respond to you. And this is something that you cannot fake. You can't ask them to write these things for you. And this is it might lead to your paid content strategy, because if you boost this post, all these comments come with that. And breaking news. So I wish I could share the beautiful photos of campus and dogs all day long on our Facebook page, but we do have priorities to push and messages that needs to be aligned with the institutional goals. So when we have those important messages, why not we share it on Facebook or on our social media channels first? So when Obama Foundation decided to build the presidential library after President Obama's terms on the south side of Chicago, we shared it on Facebook first. And that gives people the exclusivity, and also they feel like there is value in liking our page. So we received more than 561 shares for this, and quite a good reach. So we did this tactic and all year long, and we calculated our engagement. So in 2013, we had a 209 average engagement. 2014 was 255. Can you guys guess our 2015 metric was? 300. 500, that's good. It was 753, so that's 195% increase engagement. And this is why content strategy is so important, and everything that I shared with you is free, and it's available in Facebook Insights. So, thank you, and if you have any questions. Yeah, so I read up a lot about what time is the best day. But I also use the Facebook Insights as well, because there's a graph that will show you the most active time of the day people are at. And we also do some testing too, like on weekends and evenings. But it seems like Facebook Insights data that they show the time of active users are on is pretty accurate. So for us, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. works the best. But we definitely tried it out, and if we, for example, evenings, I read an article about evenings, you don't have a lot of competition, so it's a good way to reach your audience, but it did poorly on our page. So, I agree, less is more, right? We only post once a day, that's it. And it's super curated. So when people come to us and say, hey, can you share this? Can you share this event that's really important for this XYZ unit? I would say, yes, we can tweet it, but Facebook page is so curated, and we have wide range of audience. This is the highest liked page on compared to any of our social platforms. So, and it's working. So we just explain to them that it's purely the content, heavy, curated, so yeah, once a day, that's it. Yeah.
What if a major event happens?
So that's a good point. Major events are exception. So for example, when the presidential library news happened, we shared things throughout the day, but we sparsed it out. So maybe one in the morning to break the news, and then at noon because we were webcasting the event, and then last one in the afternoon to recap things. But I would say not more than four. I don't think we ever posted anything more than four times a day. Yeah.
What did you post?
Sure. So the most recent one was when Prince passed away. I know a lot of brands try to pay tribute, but not make it about themselves. And we thought about that too. Do we have an angle that we can chime in to this conversation? And we have a chapel, Rockefeller Memorial Chapel, and they have a carillon. So our carillon player, he played Prince's tune, like Purple Rain, and it was beautifully done, and we live streamed that. So that was one incident. That was probably about 15 minutes long. But the one previous to that, President Obama visited the law school to talk about SCOTUS nominee. So we did a full-on live streaming of that. That was an hour and a half. And that also reached about the same 100, maybe 250,000 people. So yeah, those are a couple of examples. But we're also testing out like long format, short format. So I'm sure you've seen the orange. So what they were doing back in 2014 was simply just boost one post and then let it be a kind of strategy. So we didn't really see the effect because we weren't reaching a lot of people to begin with, so it wasn't effective at all. So looking at this year, our plan is to vamp up on our paid strategy because we have a good thing going and a lot of people are engaging with our content, good reach, and I think we're ready for that. Yep. That's a good question. So I focus on two metrics because even if your reach is super awesome, if nobody was engaging, nobody was liking that post, that was wrong because probably you boosted it and you bought those reach. And then if your engagement was great, but you reached 100 people, then. So I always think about, I haven't come across an incident that we had a great engagement, but the reach wasn't so great, except for when we use action verbs like learn more, read more. Lately, more and more, Facebook is getting smart about that, so they're limiting our reach. So we try to be smart about not using those verbs. And if we do use them, we will boost that post. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, Facebook and specifically, I follow John Loomer a lot. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. He's like the Facebook expert on everything, and I get his e-newsletter. Perry Hewitt, she used to be the chief digital officer for Harvard University, and she has this newsletter called Take Five, or I think it's something like that. And then she sends you like five important things that you need to know that week that happened in social media. So I use those two to kind of. Harry Pewitt. All right, thank you so much for coming.